64? What does that mean?
LXIV? 64? What, have we had 64 sections? No. So what would that be?
I don't see it.
The others don't have numbers.
No. What does that refer to, that Roman numeral?
It's the division, for this is a separate section that's going to be laid out in your keys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is there's more to it than just verse 35.
Well, yeah.
Or it's see, why would they have 64, the number? What's 60? There's that magic number 64 people make a lot out of. What is... Why? We don't know what the 64 refers to.
Yeah,
we're going to?
It's the magic number that they had to put in, so...
Okay. For those that have fallen into being impressed with numbers?
Like yourself.
No, I play it with faith, mercy, wisdom, goodness...
Nothing impresses Bob.
Patience, and detachment and involvement.
Detachment.
The participation.
Involvement. I participate in involved detachment.
Yeah, it's called participation mystique. And if I named it, I called it, it's mine.
Done.
Okay, verse 35. Oh, look at this. And other forms I saw hidden in that place. I heard the voice of the angel saying, quote, these are the angels who descended to the earth and revealed what was hidden to the children of men and seduced the children of men into committing sin. Now, on the surface, that could be seen as Lucifer's angels, but couldn't it mean the Lemurians?
No, wouldn't be the Lemurians. Now, the other forms I saw hidden in that place. Now, that would include all of the aberrations, not just Lemurians.
Yeah, all different forms. They are physical beings.
Right. Every physical being.
Every kind.
Well, and the aliens and the future terrarians and the past
cyborgs
and the cyborgs and the salutatorians and the valedictorians and all the forms. Yeah, reptilians and.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. So I was right. I was temporarily right. Won't get too involved in being right about it.
Yeah,
to call it forms. I mean, that's interesting, calling it forms.
Yeah.
Well, they're not
that was
human.
The key.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what ticked me off to it.
Mm-hmm.
The word forms. I've never seen that word here.
And then that's why this is angel stuff, because the angels got to be able to tell the difference. And if
it's
human beings, then it's kind of like, wait a minute, who are them buddies running around in El Segundo?
You mention El Segundo a lot. You just
What do you got against El Segundo?
Or what goes on there?
Or the song goes, I left my wallet in El Segundo. It's L.A., fun, El Segundo, Fred Sanford, El Segundo place.
Sanford and Son.
Yes.
So is there anything that goes on? Do the forms hang out in El Segundo?
They're everywhere, but you can find them easy in El Segundo.
But that would include vampires, right?
As well, yes.
Exactly.
Uh-huh, right. Vampires.
And werewolves.
And werewolves and Boudians and isn't that where Rai went to?
Yeah.
And isn't that where the space Jews coming from?
Yeah.
And them Babel babies, they'd have to be.
But not the Samaritan Hebrews, because they're actually humans.
Exactly. Very good. Very, very, very good. And
so
the
this is a vision.
And the Rothschilds.
So when it says I saw hidden, does it mean that once you're ascending and on the throne, you're able to see these other forms?
Well, we would just say yes, and with the qualifier that we'll develop it a little further.
Right, and it is the angel's view still.
Of course.
Yeah, it's more the angel's job to notice this stuff.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Well, I don't know, because God knows all, so God would be able to know that.
That's you, Carolyn.
Okay.
So, it's in Bob's jar. It has to be you.
Okay, the next sentence.
No, I want to read let's do verse 35 again.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Verse 35, and this is under the title, 64, Vision of the Fallen Angels in the Place of Punishment. Now, there is a punishment for these forms?
Mm-hmm.
What is that punishment?
Oh, yeah. You'll get to it, Bob.
Because they're not human. They act out the meme of punishment.
Right.
Yeah. The humans don't get punished, but non-human things could.
Yes, they do if they choose it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So there could be humans in this? No, not in this paragraph. This is about other forms. Vision of the Fallen...
Read it again.
Yeah, I'm reading it. Vision of the Fallen Angels in the Place of Punishment. Verse 35, and other forms I saw hidden in that place. I heard the voice of the angel saying, quote, these are the angels who descended to the earth and revealed what was hidden to the children of men and seduced the children of men into committing sin. That doesn't refer to the seraphim and Lilith in that process, does it?
No, not necessarily, no. But what it does is the angels, descended angels, Lucifer's crowd that were cast to the earth, they're the ones that exposed all these forms.
Ah.
Evoked them?
Exposed.
But I'm saying exposed meaning evoked. Or how did they expose them?
They put fairy dust on them, Bob, so they could be seen.
That's a kind of evoking.
Okay.
It's the action of the falling that evoked these forms. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there.
Now, for all the Jesse Venturians, it'd be the one that would allow you to capture the reptilian eyeball in George... H's eyeball.
You said it would be the one. What the action of Lucifer? Like, you know, what is it would be the one? What we're talking about the action.
We're talking
effect
about
of Lucifer.
We're talking about the fallen angels that was cast on the earth. They exposed all these dark forms.
Right. So the David Icke, who exposed the reptilians among us, he was subject to a Luciferian effect. Because Lucifer showed him what to see. Yeah, right.
Aye. Mm-hmm. And you control those angels just like you control all of them, so it's not a problem. So it's not saying that that's a less than place. It's just how you can explain things that aren't explainable when you have these obvious salamanders that turn into people and people that turn into salamanders. They're forms.
And these are forms that weren't created by Lucifer, but were latent here.
No, they were not latent here. They were created by humans.
And yet they were not seen until Lucifer made some...
Exposed them.
And why did Lucifer do that?
Because he had dominion over the third of... He had dominion over the earth.
So he used these.
Humans.
These were his thugs to frighten people.
When the humans separated themselves from their power.
Right, and this is forms to frighten people.
Not necessarily. Didn't necessarily have to frighten people. When Lucifer was cast to the earth, the issue became the problem of humans without their place of power. You had to travail in the earth. You had weeds and things to overrun the garden. You had pain in childbirth. You had to work by the sweat of your brow. When you separated yourself from your power, you set up a whole dynamic of not knowing and worry and work and fuss and bother and troubles and trials and tribulations and Panama canals and all kinds of problems.
So Lucifer, he created this situation for those that were who were little men and could be frightened by that angel.
Well, not frightened by it. They had to work within the realm that Lucifer was set into the earth to have dominion regarding.
He did have dominion.
Oh, absolutely.
He did. He became the warden
of the earth.
Well, that's implying that Satan created the separation.
No, Satan didn't create the separation. Satan was ushered in because of the separation.
It was an expression of it.
Because don't you remember the first war in heaven that was laid out explicitly? And then you got to the second war in heaven? Well, this is the second war where you come back into your place of power.
Is it your war?
Session earlier, let's get back to God. Let's go back to God. That's what that's about.
The session with the client.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that evokes that old... Remember, Carolyn, we were wondering which was the first war and what was the second war, and I think Ian said we'd learn more about the second war.
Yes.
Here we are at this point. So we will re-ask the questions, because they might get different answers now. What was the first war?
When humans separated themselves from their power, which caused a stir in heaven.
Right, that's when the angels, the three groups divided, or two
that's
against
right.
one. Yeah.
That's right.
The second war is...
when the humans come back to their place of God, or back to their place of power.
Right, and in that ascension process, some of them go through the righteous attacking of the...
Well, in that ascension process, you bring heaven on earth as it is in heaven.
Right, and you bring on a war. Those that take it that way, and we describe that whole process of those in the realm of the righteous who unfortunately get trapped in fighting their way back to their power.
If you want to be right, then you better be ready to fight. If you're going to be happy, you can just be sappy about the whole thing and let the rough side drag.
Well, we should say that righteous fight for their authority. You shouldn't even use the word power.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, that's be a little P.
Right. And are most of the, are there many humans who don't get involved in the fight? And understand.
Every day, Bob, every day.
They don't get involved, and they're doing it from a position of power.
Yep.
Okay, good. So I feel like reading again is very clear. This is why it only needs one verse.
Exactly.
Because what it's describing.
It's to that point.
Verse 35, in other forms I saw hidden in that place, I heard the voice of the angel saying, quote, these are the angels who descended to the earth and revealed what was hidden to the children of men and seduced the children of men into committing sin.
Let's see. That'd be mid-2014. You'll be up to here. And then you'll know what you knew, and you can check your chart that said that that was then, that this was now, that the hallucinations and machinations of non-physical alluded to in your chart. That'd be great fun.
Is there a condition where non-physical could be considered to be creating?
Nope.
But
not outside of a human meat sack.
Right, but with a it somehow works with the creating human meat sack.
You haven't asked the best questions. We're talking about what at, Bob?
Talking about what at? What did you say?
We're talking about what now, Bob, in this chapter?
My chart.
No, Bob. Luckily, we're not talking about your chart. We're talking about angels. The question of the moment is, okay, non-physical cannot, does not, will not create. Okay? That's pretty clear. All the way through, that's been the case.
Yeah.
And only humans create that have a non-physical, because there's not a human on the planet that doesn't have non-physical.
Does non-physical have any assistance in the creation by humans? Does it enhance creation? Does it?
That's how all creations take place, is in human form only. And every human form has non-physical.
So non-physical is part. Non-physical is part of the creative process.
In a meat sack. But that's not the point. The point, the question of the moment is, Ion, so, because we know what you told us this far, can angels create in the earth?
Well, Are angels non-physical? No. So they could, because they're not non-physical.
So are you going to ask the question or not?
Well, that was my answer. What's the do angels create?
Where?
In this now? In the physical or around the physical?
Where?
On Earth?
Yes. Angels have capacity to create because angels have to follow the guidelines of God. Who is God, Bob?
Me.
So angels can create under the strict direction of
humans. Me. Yeah.
That's the key of all keys so far, and all that other blabbling stuff you were going on about, just file that under another chapter somewhere because it doesn't apply. But that's the key. But we had to go down that rabbit hole to help you ask that question that was key to
right.
the next.
So you're saying non-physical doesn't create. It can be part of the human because it is the human, and it helps.
Only
it's in
can
the,
be part of the human that is created.
Yeah, and it's in when the human is creating. What was the last phrase?
When is the human not creating?
So you're saying that angels help people create, and that's the closest to non-physical's involvement.
No. No, we're
even
saying
though angels are not non-physical.
No, we are saying angels can create, period.
Hmm. So that's why they help us.
Right, Bob, yeah. Right. Yes.
Hey, Carolyn, where are you at with this?
I'm here.
Okay.
Angels create because we tell them to. Yay!
So, what was it? What were you saying about my chart? The now, the future, past, knowing, now, and knowing? See, it still remains nebulous. What the knowing was that went into the chart.
Well, that's exactly right. And that nebularity? Boy, now, if that ain't phatic, I don't know what is. The nebularity of this issue is
yeah.
that the angel helped you figure out what to put in your nebulous chart, Bob.
Was the angel visible in my room?
Yeah.
But I didn't allow myself to see it.
Sometimes you did, sometimes not.
You know, I remember there's this quote that McLuhan uses from another theologian or something about John the Revelator and how he created his vision. And we're going to eventually bring that into this near the end. But I think I was in that state of mind as described. And if I imagine, I remember myself looking at the chart on the floor because it was laid out on the floor. In retrospect, I could feel that there was some other presence there guiding me because it was kind of a conscious mediumship or something.
There. Well, you couldn't get conscious mediumship. Holy smoke.
Okay,
Carolyn, how did you keep him out of the smoke monster hole all these years, honey?
So I would say I have a memory of being suspended. Not dramatically, just kneeling on the floor looking
well,
at it.
Yeah, it is dramatically. You've accomplished more than any other human, or no, let's say it. You've watched creation take place more in this past year than any other human on the planet. You haven't danced your clothes off yet. It becomes normal if it's okay, and if this works out.
If this is happening, if this year happens.
Or if this might, shoulda, coulda, woulda, maybe, kinda, sorta, likely, corta, maybe, well. I don't know it. I don't care. And if it shows up good, it doesn't make any difference to me. Okay. Yes, of creation. Cause
so I have seen the most creation the most creation in the past year that any human has ever seen. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly correct, Bob.
Okay, so I'm not too far off when I say Ion showing up is the greatest event in human history.
Well, of course, Bob.
How's that for megalomania, Carolyn? Ion's pretty got the top of the charts there.
Not that non-physical showed up is the most, because non-physical's always showed up. But now it becomes a focused point of
Interaction and engagement.
Engagement. Thank you. Very good. Now the betrothal has taken place between physical and non-physical.
Ah. Okay. You mean in big terms, not just for us. Then you'll say, no, just for you, Bob. But then there is the... You're talking about the outer kingdom a little bit there?
This is big. It's big.
This is big. This is big, Gerald.
Yay.
Yay. Gerald's always glad to be witnessing this.
Yeah.
I remember it was named. We did find it. Can you give that name? That codex?
You can.
I have to go back and hear it in the archives.
Oh, that's in the lost stuff where you can't know nothing.
Yeah, we'll never get to those. That's too many, many hours. I'm only at session 48. We got 300 now.
Well, I mean, exactly right. And, Bob, you don't want to add a bunch of stuff for them to have to edit anyway. So
yeah, yeah. So, so what was...
We alone to start with. That's how you fix that.
Oh, the Makabah or Makaba. Oh, I thought you said Macabre. Oh, yeah, the Makabah. Well, you there, running around, and you already said it.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, and we thought, well, it ain't our place. We already don't know as much as Bob doesn't know. So if we're going to not know something, we might as well not know everything if we're going to do that way. So kudos, Bob. Boy,
no, it's a Merkabah. It's not Makaba. It's a Merkabah.
You got the editing floor full of tape now already. They won't be.
This whole summer scene will be dropped because it's just Bob speculating from his point of not knowing.
And excuse me, they're in the Library of Congress. Excuse me, do you have the unedited version of Bob? That's the one we want. We're done with the edited version. Messed up all of Jacob and Esau and screwed up Noah's children. And
this is Bob. Someone sees Bob go, you mean to tell me that everything we ever knew came from this diagram that was emailed to us?
You think you are trying to tell me?
You mean to tell me that Leonardo Macabre was what angels saw? This is what the angels see. That's actually easy. Look, Kel. This is the angel looks at man. This is not man looking at angels. This is the angel sees the man.
Exactly.
As a pterodactyl. Kill mimes.
Well, or at least a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, every monster that we create is implied in the shape of man.
Of course.
Every of those monsters in the Alice in Wonderland were just variations of the Merkabah.
Yeah, except for Sasquatches. Now they're special. Don't be messing with the Sasquatches.
Are they on the realm of Lemurians?
Oh, no. That's just them great big furry humans. That's all it is. There's lots of humans as furry as Sasquatches are, so ain't no problem.
Okay, that's interesting.
They
grow
extra hair, too.
Is a Sasquatch in the realm of fairies that were the non-physical world?
No.
This is reviewing the Book of Revelations and all these phases that the book lays out. This is now telling the angels, hey, look, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, pointing out what's happening in the Armageddon and telling the angels what you want done. This is like the autobiography of someone ascending to the New Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
access to the waters and enjoying them,
mm-hmm.
and that this is what that person would have done, told their angels not to do this and that and get involved with all that's happening.
Indeed. And once you get beyond the judgment, because you know who's in charge of the judgment.
Hey, Ian, let me just say this. So this is a transcript. This whole keys are the thinkings, the creations, the statements of an ascending person as the Armageddon apocalypse is happening. This is what they would say to their angels.
Yes.
Okay, you were saying?
Of this judgment is once you come into your place of power, you've passed the judgment. So all this gobbledygook that is won't have anything to do with you. at all.
It yeah, and
the earth. Little
and you'll
e
move
earth.
Into your what? Middle Earth.
Little E Earth.
You will move to there?
No, Bob. This will be
this will happen on little E
Earth.
Earth.
Yes. Good.
Okay, so the so you're meanwhile learning to talk to the angels and retaking your power and getting the angels ready for the wonderful world you live in.
Mm-hmm.
Get them ready to serve you, tell them how to serve you, and don't be distracted by the languages in the outer kingdom.
That's why you want to use this language. You might not use this as a order for the angels if you knew what it meant, but you certainly got the tenth key that you can reel off any way you want to.
Well, it sounds like when you're speaking to the angels, your mind thinks half a thought, but you're not trying to think any thought, and you're engaged in saying the words. These are some of the thoughts. You might think of trouble in the Android meme, trouble in the outer kingdom. They're passing thoughts, and you cancel them because you're always trying to have no thought as you speak to the angel. So these
and
are thoughts.
This is in Revelation when we're talking about there'll be no more weeping and wailing.
Yeah.
Remember from the lady killers?
Yeah.
There'll be no more weeping and wailing.
Yeah, as you're talking to the angel and commanding you for what you want, you're not these the content of these keys, at least the recent keys, are what you will cancel in your thinking. You will not let those images dominate. You'll say, go away, and so that you stay focused on the tactile interval with the angel.
And this would be, when they sing that song, there'll be no more weeping and wailing. That's what that references to. In the tenth key.
Yeah, the tenth. And no more weeping and wailing. In other words, you're telling your angel not to be distracted by those thoughts if you think them as you speak to it.
Yep. But
I'm not directing you in that direction. How about that? I'm not directing you in the thoughts that appeared as I spoke to you.
Very good. And all these things can be taking place and not have anything to do with you personally, Bob.
Yes.
But it's not too hard, because if you start looking about the sulfur mingling with poison and the wildfires burning and the crying and lamentation and all that's going on in the little earth and how strong a oak tree is and how it all flows and the, you know, echoing with this happening, rest not nor know any echoing time between. It just coming one right after the other. Bam, 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 bam. Thank you, ma'am. And then people get things in the heart of a man and does his thoughts. Whatever you can think of, you end up doing with the drugs and the escapism that you're trying to get past the judgment. And every time you end right back up in the judgment, you see. So it's just that example of that, and then what you're telling the angels, like you said, was come away, but not your noises. You can hear the railings of the humans that don't come into their place of power, that decide to take part in the Exodus. You're telling the angels, come away, but not your noises. You'll still hear, the angels will hear what's going on when the thunders are raging as they are. And that's pretty clear from that side. Okay, are you ready for the 11th key?
Yeah, so it's almost like these thoughts are the bardos in the Tibetan Book of the Dead. Do not identify with them. Because when you speak to the angel, we learn in Supplement A, you don't have any thought in there as much as
that's
possible.
Right. That's exactly
no imagery.
Right. That's exactly right. None whatsoever. And all we're laying out here is the keys that can activate these processes. And these are those keys. Remember, these keys also have a great deal to do with your world traveling. Remember the legend that these apply to?
Yeah.
These also have legendary inferences as well.
Right. So in this time, if you're speaking in this time, you will notice. No, there will be lots of distractions, as you said,
yes,
in the outer
course.
Kingdom.
Of course. And it doesn't have anything to do with you because it's always judged and engaged by if you're not in your place of power, or this was going to take place, but doesn't have to have anything to do with you. Because then you'll be in the position where you're telling the angels how you've been in your place of power already anyway. So, land sakes of Goshen wouldn't have any effect, causal or otherwise, on you.
Land sakes of Goshen?
Land's sakes of Goshen.
Land sakes of Goshen. You know what that is, Carol? Oh, what's it say?
The protected Goshen was a protected.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So land, what are you saying? Land sakes of Goshen?
Land sakes of Goshen.
That means rushed there, or?
No, land sakes. It's kind of like my goodness.
Oh, okay.
My goodness, land sakes, my goodness. Open this up for you. We were hoping you'd hit it, but we don't want you to get confused.
Well, 3-2-1, frame by two. So are we doing it the second time or something?
No, no, no. What's the first number, Bob?
No, it just starts over again. It just starts over again.
Well, but now there's significance there, the way it's laid
out.
Yeah,
why is the first number six?
Okay, okay. You're noticing the first digit placeholder is a six. What's the third digit holder?
It's, I just was looking at something else. The third is six.
What's the fifth one?
Six.
Okay. If you're going to do a good pentad and your degrees of separation are repeating in six, you've got a pentad with six, six, six.
Right.
All right. Now you got a nine as a second placeholder. Now if you did it through the bodies, that may tell you something, but now we don't want to bring your chart into this. Ha,
right.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
If you, okay. So, okay, Skippy, tell us about the five bodies. Now, all we want you to do is just tell the five bodies in order.
Chemical, astral, TV, chip, and mystery body.
All right. So if those are, if the one, the first, the third, and the fifth would be the degrees of separation, isn't those bodies the ones that have the most degrees of separation?
Yeah, and I added four more to make nine once Ion showed up.
And you're going to get there. You're going to get there because we're just in the third angle, see. So if you get the burning lamps, if you're going to be in a degree of separation, you're telling the angels, you're telling the angels, see, you're real smart, Bob. You laid this out to be able to tell the angels that even if you were screwing yourself out of your place of power, you were still going to get it cleaned up while you were engaging in this thing of time. Now, remember, some folks speak of time, and we won't have it. Others speak in time, and we kind of are easy with them. That's because they are where they are. So if you've had enough exposure to get it, we won't let you play. You know, it becomes stern. But if you're just beginning and just getting your feet wet and you're dealing with this thing of contents of time, we'll let you go slack with it sometimes. And or same thing with degrees of separation. Because, now, read this part again. Let's see. And they are the brothers, some of those of the first and the second and the beginning of their own seats. Their own seats. Which are garnished with continually burning lamps. So even in those degrees of separation through the pentad of the five bodies, bless Bob's five bodies, whose number are as the first, remember the first, the ends, and your contents of time, that's where all your degrees of separation comes from. The first number, or the ends and the contents of time.
Oh, okay. So the sixes are the ends.
That's correct. Within the contents of time.
And the first, what would be the first in that sequence? Nine?
No, the first would be the first six.
First six. But then the two sixes are the ends.
Yes.
And then the contents
would be the
are 9, 6, 3.
Three, two, one.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So it explains it, but they're pointing out the 666 are degrees of separation.
Right.
And then the 3-2-1, they're still always with continually burning lamps that does the working it out for you. So even if you screw it up and don't do it, you're still got lamps to show you the way.
Yeah, the So the 69636 is like a Joycean pun. There's many levels of meaning in it, which is exactly what I used to say about 22. It wasn't just the number 22. It had metaphorical meaning, 2-2. So that's what we see here.
Yeah. Well, it's no effing wonder that you're the one who set it up first, that no one on the planet had it but yet one. Yeah, well, imagine that. Bob, you're twice as smart as you thought you were.
Well, what's interesting is that I've wrestled with these numbers for decades. You know,
until such an hour as this.
You know, yeah, my first pattern when I was young that I discovered was, any number multiplied by 9, the product of that multiplication adds up to 9. That was my first thing. So I was obsessed with 9, and then variations of 9, which are 36, and others, but you got the 36, which I've been rejecting lately. Interesting. And 96, well, that was the controversial 96th Street. Listen to this, Ian. That was the controversial 96th Street when I lived in Manhattan. And 69 was McLuhan's number. So, and then there's the 666 in 93, and went to New York in 93. There was lots of, I played with a lot of these particular numbers, which are variations of 3, you know. It's interesting. 3, 2 is 6, 3 times 3 is 9.
Especially when you start playing with a 33rd parallel, remember?
Right. So, yes, I would look at numbers transparently or multi-leveled. So, yes, my way of dealing with numbers is appropriate to getting this. I get it.
Uh-huh. Very delicious. Now, all this living water, don't forget about this living water. So are you saying, Bob, that living water would come from the 33rd parallel?
Yes. That's what we've discussed secretly for a year or more.
Okay.
We know what's on the 33rd.
Oh, but everybody, just to be clear, this is not the big elephant in Bob's living room.
That's right, it isn't. It is. It's another one. Yeah.
Well,
right.
We just want to be clear. If we're going to go out and everything, you might as well give them. This is the part, unlike Marshall McLuhan, we were actually telling you something. So, good.
Right.
Good.
Is the phrase living waters? Is there living waters in the fourth key?
You remember we're talking about the waters and watering the creatures of the earth?
Oh, yeah, let me see that. But just the phrase living waters does not exist here.
It's implied.
Yeah, okay. Let's just see that. And gave them vessels to water the earth?
Vessels, or is it vestals? Was it vestals?
Okay, so
Bob, are we going to put a picture of Vestal on it? That's the thing to do. Every time you see vessels, you just think of Vestal Goodman. That's the thing.
We're being cheeky,
but we're trying to soften it a little bit because this is weighty stuff, Bob. This is way too
especially what
stuff.
We're referring to. Now, what's funny is Revelations walked up to my door, walked up to my address, and we're getting my address here again.
That you weren't having any of, which is not a surprise to us.
Well, I was giving anybody else. If it was going to be me, I said, wait a minute, I'll let someone else have the opportunity to do it. You know, I don't have to have the throne. You can do it.
But it has to be you.
Yeah, but I was willing to show that it might not be me.
Well, good luck with that.
And it turned out it wasn't. That person couldn't do it, so I had to do it.
Good luck with that. It was no.
But I made the gesture of, hey, you can have the throne.
Yeah,
you want the throne?
Yeah. You can also set yourself on fire and take an ice pick to put the fire out, too. But we don't suggest it. You can try it. You can be, do, or have anything. But we knew to be soft with it to allow it to work itself out. So that it would be a perfect unfolding. And when you get crossways with something, and many humans do, when you get crossways with something, if the answer is no, it doesn't have to be no eternally. It can just be no for the moment, you see. And then it's more meaningful when you do get to it. So it's fine.
So, you have the 33rd parallel named in the fourth key, and that's part of my address. And then you have the waters.
Well, but it's key. It's a key, pardon the pun.
The 33rd parallel.
Yeah.
And then you have the waters, and that's key to what was discussed in the latter chapters of the first 22 chapters of the Book of Revelations. Okay, so unto whom I...
So
okay,
now it's not too much of a surprise when Texas starts talking about secession from the Union.
Right.
That's
and
not
then
too
you,
odd anymore, is it?
No, and then, yeah, this the waters being comfort, this comforter, that makes sense in relation to the waters.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, this makes sense. The mighty
it
sounds...
It would apply to the great position, wouldn't it?
Yes, and the mighty sounds of that vessel... Anyways,
well,
the mighty, or,
like
or is that?
It. We like it. We like it. But it's the sounds. Remember when the winds that were being held
yes.
back?
Which were, just to remember, mighty. The winds were the parallel worlds or the rifts?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the rifts.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes.
With it came as a mighty rushing wind. Very, very good. Because you can't open up all these portals and gates and not start having interactions. That's the thing. Now, go back, go back, go back, go back. Now, we're not going to beat it to death, but we got to get this in. Do you remember when they started listening to us when they were working on the fringe? And then they started talking about this interaction. Of course, they did the fear campaign of this world will overlap that world and one of the snow globes would pop. Well, this interaction will become a seamless flow just as the winds blow. Now, humans get that the wind can change direction at any time, instantly. And it doesn't mean that the wind that's pushing against the other wind is going to blow your house down. Now, it certainly can, but it doesn't mean that it won't blow around it or change direction and not be an issue. That breeze, that cool breeze on a hot summer day sometimes is the most refreshing delight you could find. It also could be the cold winter wind, some of those Canadian, what does J.W. call them, nor'easters or southwesters or those Arctic blasts that come across sometimes that are just
yep.
so cold that drop in, that bring in a great, great cooling effect. And then they change and then they're not. So it's as a mighty rushing wind, and these are the winds when you're speaking to the angels to tell them in the angelic form, this is what you're saying. You're laying it out for them, and once you lay, they know, but you're speaking it now. And in speaking it, you don't even have to understand it. But in speaking it gives you great insight of what power you actually now are wielding.
Yep. I'm just thinking of many times how the wind has changed in Maui, or it's just been a windier year since we've been engaging with Ion. That
Imagine
would be,
that.
Yeah, that would be the changing elements, just like they've changed in Georgia for
yes,
for
yes,
JW.
Yes. Well, kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's very little you have engagement with that don't discuss it.